Greetings. I'm Noel Dear. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 9, verses 24 through 34. I want us, though, to begin, as we always do, with a word of praise. The psalmist said, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." So what is something for which we can praise God today? I would encourage you to praise God for his promises. God is a promise maker and God is a promise keeper. God makes promises to us to encourage us, to comfort us, to assure us, and then God always keeps his promises. That's a great reason to praise him today. I think of 1 Kings 8:56, which says, "Blessed be the Lord, he has given rest to his people Israel according to all he has said. Not one of the good promises he made through his servant Moses has failed." God keeps his promises. 1 John 2:25, "This is the promise that he himself made to us, the promise of eternal life." So we praise you, Lord, for your promises. Now, let's focus on our Bible study. We'll begin in John chapter 9, verse 24. If you've been with us in recent devotions, you know that Jesus has healed a man who was born blind. He did that healing on the Sabbath. The Pharisees, very upset about that. The man's parents, very fearful because of the pressure that the Pharisees, the religious leaders, have placed upon them. Now, these religious leaders decide to question again the healed man. Let's read. Chapter 9, verse 24. "So a second time, they summoned the man who had been blind and told him, 'Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner.'" So they're accusing Jesus of being guilty of sin, and they want to get this man who has just been healed, they want him to agree. Verse 25, "He answered, 'Whether or not he's a sinner, I don't know. One thing I do know, I was blind, and now I can see.'" See, the proof is in the pudding. Our best testimony sometimes, and we see it right here, is just speaking to what Jesus has done. People may ask questions that we can't answer, but we can say this: Jesus has saved me. Jesus has forgiven me. Jesus has given me peace and joy and strength and wisdom. Jesus, Jesus. And that's what this man does. He doesn't have all the answers, but he gives his personal testimony. Verse 26, "Then they asked him, 'What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?'" Now, they had already asked him this once before, and he had already explained it once before. They are trying to intimidate him, to get him to change his story. Verse 27, "I already told you," he said, "and you didn't listen. Why do you want to hear it again? You don't want to become his disciples, do you?" So there's a little sarcasm there, and this man pushes back against the Pharisees. Verse 28, "They ridiculed him. 'You're that man's disciple, but we are Moses' disciples.'" Verse 29, "We know that God has spoken to Moses, but this man, we don't know where he's from." So that's, well, the man born blind is going to refute that poor logic. Verse 30, he says, "This is an amazing thing," the man told them. "You don't know where he is from, and yet he opened my eyes." So here's the logic that refutes the Pharisees. Only God has the power to perform miracles. That's by definition. A miracle is something that is supernatural. It only happens by the power of God. The Pharisees would have agreed with that. And then the second piece of the logic is an extraordinary miracle has happened. A man born blind has been completely healed. There was a man who did this healing. He is a miracle worker. So the miracle worker has to have come from God. It's just a logical argument, but they've rejected that. Verse 31, the man born blind and now healed continues, "We know that God doesn't listen to sinners, but if anyone is God-fearing and does his will, he listens to him." If Jesus were not a man of God, he says, then God wouldn't listen to his prayers and he would not have the power of healing. More logic. Verse 32, throughout history, no one has ever heard of someone opening the eyes of a person born blind. If this man, verse 33, if this man were not from God, he wouldn't be able to do anything. So simple logic. Verse 34, they're going to reply, "You were born entirely in sin," they reply. "Are you trying to teach us?" And then they threw him out. So here the Pharisees show both their stubbornness, because they refuse to believe the obvious, and their ignorance. The Old Testament clearly prophesied that the coming Messiah would restore sight to the blind. I think of Isaiah 29:18. "On that day, the deaf will hear the words of a document, and out of a deep darkness, the eyes of the blind will see." That's a prophecy about what the Messiah would do. Isaiah 35:5, "Then the eyes of the blind will be opened." That's what God said, but these religious leaders were both stubborn, they refused to believe, and they were ignorant of what the scripture plainly says. Now, what does this teach us? That man-made argument in verse 31, that God doesn't listen to sinners is important. There's a good argument for this instance. See, the man is making the point, Jesus healed me. So obviously, Jesus is in communication with God. God approves of Jesus. God listened to his prayer, and God gave the power to heal. And his point is, if Jesus were not a man of God, then God wouldn't have done that. And so good argument, good logic in this situation. But this is also a statement that is true in a more general sense. And I think we learn a lesson there. God hears the prayers of sinners when they cry out for forgiveness and salvation, certainly. And in some general sense, God hears all prayers because God knows all things. But listen, just as this man said, God only promises to respond to the prayers of those who are seeking to follow him. Listen, God only promises to respond to the prayers of those who are seeking to follow him. I think of Psalm 66:18. "If I had been aware of malice in my heart, the Lord would not have listened to me." Psalm 145:19, "He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry for help and saves them." The Bible says clearly in Psalms, "If I harbor sin, God will not hear, but if I seek to honor God, God will hear and he will honor my prayers." And then I think of John 15:7. We'll eventually get to this verse in our study of John. But chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus says, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you." When we're walking closely with the Lord, we will know what to ask. The Lord will hear our prayers. The Lord will honor our requests. So the lesson, may we abide in Christ. May we walk more closely with the Lord, so we pray prayers more pleasing to him. Let me give you a challenge for Thanksgiving today. As you know, the psalmist said, "Offer to God thanksgiving," Psalm 50, verse 14. So I want to give you one thing to thank the Lord for today. Thank the Lord for the wise people he has put into your life. Take a moment and think of the wisest two or three people, some people in your life that will give you good, godly counsel, people you can depend upon. Those are gifts from the Lord. Take a moment and thank God for those people. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.